Brandon Wolf is vice president of the Drew Project, and he's here to talk about the No NRA Money Pledge campaign and give us his spin on our LGBTQ issues. Hi, Brandon.
Hey there. Thanks for having me.
Tell us about the No NRA Money Pledge campaign that you're working on.
Yeah, I think it really came organically from these Parkland teenagers, the survivors of the shooting down in Florida. And really, what can we do, right? What happens next? Anytime tragedy pops up like this, people want to know how they can get involved. People want to know how change is going to happen. And I think this really organically came from that. I think there is a sense around the country that we want to get the NRA's money and their influence out of our politics. You look at Congress, and you can even just look at the Florida State Legislature and how wildly out of step they are with the people that they represent. That is in large part due to the NRA and their influence, the gun lobby. So I think that, you know, just naturally coming out of a tragedy like that, when people started to ask, what can I do and what next? The answer is we need to get the NRA and its money out of the system. We need to end their piece of the conversation and sit down as Americans and have a real conversation about what is going to stop gun violence in this country.
How did you become involved?
So on June 12, 2016, I went with a few friends to Pulse nightclub, and I expected it to be just like every other night. It was quite busy, and unfortunately, after spending a few hours dancing and having a great time with my friends, while I was in the bathroom, the shooting started. I was fortunate enough to survive, but unfortunate that I lost my two very best friends in the world. They were like brothers to me. And it took me a few weeks to figure out what my reason for living was, what my reason for being here was. I questioned a lot whether or not it should have been me that was on the dance floor that night. And I determined that if I was going to be here, if I was going to be left behind, that I had to do something to elevate their legacy and give a voice to 49 people who don't have one anymore. So about a month removed from Pulse, I sat down around a kitchen table drinking some wine with Drew's best friends. Drew was my best friend that I brought to Pulse that night. And we all sat together and we said, what would Drew be proud of us for doing? And it was really simple. He was passionate about LGBTQ issues. He was passionate about youth. And he was passionate about creating a world that we could be proud of. So it was then and there that we decided we were going to launch the Drew Project, which is a nonprofit organization that sponsors and opens gay straight alliances in public schools and also gives college scholarships to graduating seniors. So I think he would be very proud of that work, and that's become my mission in life, is simply to elevate his legacy and do the things that he would be doing if he were here.
What would you like to accomplish with your work?
That's a really important question. I think we have to ask, what is the goal? What is our hope for the future? I want to create a world where young people don't have to be afraid to go to school, they don't have to be afraid to go to the movie theater, where young people don't have to be afraid to be themselves. I think if you look around at Gen Z and the things that they've been able to accomplish so far, just go to any college town. I live in Tallahassee, Florida, which is home of Florida State, go Seminoles, and there isn't a standing gay and lesbian nightclub here in Tallahassee. And I've asked why several times. And it always comes back to this answer. FSU students don't need one. Because why do they need a place where people can be gay when people can be gay wherever they want? I think that is the future. I think the future we're seeing is one that is more tolerant, more inclusive, more compassionate. And my hope for all of the work that I'm doing is to amplify that. I want to accomplish what our previous generations couldn't accomplish, which is to create a world where we can be whoever we want to be and feel safe and comfortable knowing that everybody else is doing the same thing. I think it's possible. I think it's possible through education. That's why we're focused on young people. That's why we're focused on creating safe spaces for them to explore their identity. That's why we're focused on sending them to college so they can be future leaders in this field. And I think it is possible. I think they're going to be the ones to do it. So the more we can empower them and amplify their voices, I think we're going to create a world that we can be really proud of.
What is your personal commitment to LGBTQ equality?
I think we've made a ton of progress on equality. I think that we have a lot to be proud of as a community for how far we've come in such a short amount of time. There's a lot of movements in this country. There's a lot of disenfranchised groups that have been fighting for their rights for as long as they can remember, and they haven't come nearly as close as we have. But my personal commitment is that we continue to move it forward, that we continue to move toward a place where we don't have to feel like we're fighting for our rights every single day, a place where you can't be fired just for being LGBTQ, a place where harassment and discrimination are not legalized, a place where I don't have to go to a nightclub looking for the exits because I don't fear that someone's going to harm me for who I am. My personal commitment is to, again, continue to amplify and empower young people, a new generation of leaders that's going to challenge the status quo and say, we've done a hell of a lot of great work, but we're not done doing great work until everyone in this country, everyone, no matter black, white, brown, blue, LGBTQ, feels safe in their own skin. And I'm personally committed to amplifying that message until we get it done.
How do you see our LGBTQ community moving forward in this Trump administration?
The election of Donald Trump felt like, I don't even know, losing a child, maybe. I don't know how to compare the pain that was losing after all of the work and effort that we had put into defeating him. And I was discouraged for months afterward. I wasn't really sure what the way forward is. But what I love about what we've discovered in the last year is this idea of staying woke and resisting the system and the status quo. And we don't have to accept things as they are because we are the masters of change, right? I think that the LGBTQ community can actually be on the forefront of recovering this country from the disaster that has been the Trump administration so far. If you just look at the Parkland team, who is the person that's leading the charge? Who is right there front and center? She is a bisexual Latinx female, and she is a badass. And I think that's the answer. I think that LGBTQ people, and especially LGBTQ people of color, are going to lead the charge in this country. I think that for us to move forward as a community, we have to take on that role as leaders. I think we have to embrace our role as change makers and step to the forefront and do these things that maybe other people are a little bit uncomfortable doing. I think we have that responsibility, and I think that we have that great ability and empowerment to be able to accomplish that.
With LGBTQ teens already 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents, what advice would you have for these kids these days?
This is the single solitary reason that I think the Drew Project is going to change the world. I know what it's like to be a teenager, grappling with my identity, uncertain of where I fit in a community that doesn't accept me. That was my childhood, to a T. And I know what it feels like to wonder if you should still be around, to wonder if you have a purpose, to wonder if maybe the world would be a little better off if you weren't there. And the only thing that saved me when I was a kid, and I know the thing that's saving kids every day, is a space where they can connect with people who understand their struggle, people who are willing to hear their cries for help, and a space where they can explore their identity. My advice for kids and parents and teachers and counselors is create these spaces. I think that when we allow groups of people to come together and explore their commonalities and explore their differences, I think when we allow spaces where LGBTQ teens can sit across from heterosexual teens and have a conversation about what makes them similar is when we combat the root cause of these things. We have to do that work. We have to give them space to feel comfortable having those conversations, to ask the tough questions. We have to give them support. And to the teens, I would say never, ever, ever feel ashamed to ask for it. That is exactly what we are here for. I know that there are people, especially in the LGBTQ community, who are committed to providing those spaces and that support. But to the teens, it's all about asking for support and resources. Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid. Reach out for help. Ask somebody, because we are here to create a future that you can live proudly and safely in.
How can people get information about the NoNRA money and the Drew Project?
So the easiest way to get information on both projects is to check out the website. So you can go to NoNRAMoney.org and also the DrewProject.org. And then, of course, you can like us on social media. For NoNRA Money, I would suggest Twitter, because I'm a pretty fabulous tweeter, if you ask me. And the Drew Project, we're available on Facebook, and I think that's probably the best way to get information from us. The Drew Project actually has their second annual memorial party coming up in June, right around the 2-year memorial of the Pulse nightclub shooting. So I would encourage everyone to hop onto Facebook and check out our event for that.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
You know, I'm really thankful that you actually asked this of me. People always want to talk about the past, and I get it. I think it's relevant. People want to know what happened at Pulse, and I think it's good. I think it's good for context. And people always want to talk about the present. They always want to know, what can I be doing right now? Tell me where to go. Tell me where to sign. Tell me who to bring with me. But I think what people don't ask enough is, what is your hope for the future? Where is all of this going? Because we can't lose sight of what we're actually after. We can get lost in the toil of, you know, here's how you motivate today, and here's on the calendar for Friday. But we cannot lose sight of the fact that 3 months, 6 months, 12 months from now, what we're actually trying to achieve is a better world, is a world that's more inclusive, more accepting, and has legislators that represent all of those things. Part of the reason that I joined the NoNRA Money campaign, and because I'm so passionate about it, is I think that we need people who finally represent us. And I don't know if previous generations maybe have forgotten that they hold the power. They've forgotten that we actually employ these people. But if somebody can't do their job well, it's time to fire them and move on. So I think it's really important that while we talk about the past for context, we talk about the present to understand what we can be doing right now. We cannot lose sight of what the future goal is, what that light at the end of the tunnel is. And I'm really passionate about that, because I think it gives us hope to do the right work.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
I do. And maybe it's cliche, but I don't really care. My favorite quote for any time, really, is from Barack Obama. And it is, "We are the change we seek." I remind myself of that a lot, because I think we get in these situations where we don't get what we want. We beg and we implore and we ask legislators to do the right thing. We demand change and we get nothing in response. And it can become disheartening. And we can think, what's the point? But the point is, we are the change we seek. Just like Barack Obama tells us, we are the ones we've been waiting for. So whether that change comes today, tomorrow, next week, or 10 years from now, I am confident that this new generation of young people, and I include myself in that, that we are the change we seek. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are going to do this, and we're going to bring about something I think that's really incredible.